Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Frankie and Maddie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Fraser Coast residents are illegally dumping rubbish every day, despite council cameras nabbing the offending, risking turning their green waste into bushfire fuel. Fraser Coast councillor Zane O'Keefe said the council had seen an increase in lawn clippings dumped around trees and other green waste stockpiled in its burnt on its land. Looking after our environment is its shared responsibility, and a small actions like disposing of green waste properly can make a big difference to our health of our local ecosystem, Fraser said. Mr. O'Keefe said dumping waste can lead to severe environmental impacts and introduce weeds, plants and plant diseases.
Brisbane City Councillor Krista Adams has halted a $24,000 plan to double the number of pickleball courts in a local park after she failed to notify Holland Park residents of the planned developments. Adams' plan to build the three additional pickleball courts in Jockham Street Park was halted Monday amid a transparency dispute, with Adams' own constituents calling for a greater consultation and accountability form from council. Complaints initially concerned noise and lack of toilets and dedicated parking, needing to accommodate the increased traffic to the site. Correspondence obtained by the Courier Mail, Adams admitted to the residents on 27th of April, was no form of consultation process.
In national news, the government has been accused of its political opponents burying confronting new figures showing statistics that show it takes 12 months on average to get a spot in its aged care home or secure at-home support. The report was the first after the new Aged Care Act made it mandatory for the government to publicly release wait times each quarter. The government was obligated to release the data as soon as practical after April 28th, but published it on the Tuesday when political journalists were tightly controlled budget lock, controlling access to phones and internet access. Independent Senator David Pocock slammed the timing of the report's release, describing it as pretty cynical.
A disclaimer for listeners, the following story references Indigenous Australians who have passed away. Several Facebook pages run from Vietnam have been sharing fake reports, unrelated photos and fabricated police quotes in an apparent bid to boost their own engagement, relating to the alleged murder of Kumanjay Little Baby, a 5-year-old girl from an Indigenous town camp near Alice Springs. This comes after foreign-run Facebook pages were found to be spreading disinformation about the NRL's South Sydney Rabbitohs, including falsehoods about a terminally ill former player. The Bunny Spirit rugby page, which posts multiple times per day, is run by users in Vietnam, according to Facebook's page transparency details. Experts have previously told AAP Fact Check that disinformation actors often make false claims about high-profile news events and celebrities to drive external websites, which can be laden with ads. In international news, Donald Trump is in Beijing to meet with China's leader Xi Jinping in his first visit to the country since 2017. The US president's first official engagement today will be an arrival ceremony with Xi at Beijing's Great Hall of People. The two leaders will also hold talks before a state banquet scheduled for later this evening. Tariffs, competitions over tech, the Iran war, and Taiwan are on the agenda. Trump is also joined by Elon Musk and Jensen Huang. Before his arrival, Trump said he would ask China to open up to US industry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 18.2 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, with a UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. For all your news at 10 a.m, we'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.